This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news this morning about your job and your finances. Economists think hiring will pick up in the next few months as more Americans get COVID shots and more businesses begin to reopen. The new jobs report just out says employers added a strong 379,000 jobs in February. Sarah House is the chief economist with Wells Fargo.
It looks like the labor market is on a firmer footing heading into the spring than we initially thought, and we're getting more people back to work more quickly.
The Senate is back at work this morning after adjourning around 3 this morning. Republicans had insisted all 628 pages of President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill be read aloud. It took 10 hours to do it. Moments ago, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saluted the Senate clerks who stayed up all night to read every word in the bill.
I'm sure you all didn't expect that part of your job this week would entail standing on your feet and reading dense legislative language for more than 10 hours straight. I can't imagine that's anyone's idea of a good time.
This is the bill that would send $1,400 to most Americans. It also has money for COVID-19 vaccines and state and local governments. It's expected to pass the Senate and go on to the president's desk. Our new AP poll finds that 60% of Americans approve of President Biden's job performance, and even more back his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. There's more trouble for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Some state lawmakers are now calling for him to be impeached after new reports surfaced that his top aides altered a state health department report to leave out the true number of people killed by COVID-19 in the state's nursing homes. Pope Francis arrived in Baghdad this morning, despite a warning from health experts that it might worsen a spiraling coronavirus outbreak. This is AP News. Dr. Anthony Fauci's talking about the frustrations of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In an address to the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy, Fauci admits frustration.
That's the, I would say, the very sobering part and the humiliating part.
Fauci and the White House warn against relaxing virus protocols until more people are vaccinated. While more shots are being delivered, the CDC says only about 8% of the population has been fully vaccinated. I'm Tim McGuire.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, who served as a House manager in President Trump's last impeachment, filed a lawsuit this morning against the former president, his son, lawyer, and a Republican congressman whose actions he charges led to January's insurrection. Congressman Swalwell is a California Democrat. His suit filed this morning in federal court in Washington. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.